Welcome once again back, woo-hoo, to the new age of love. And I am sorry, I have this crazy energy, this giddiness of all of this transition that I'm finally shimmying and shaking and dancing off. Boy, dear listener, some of you may be listening to one podcast after another, but this podcast is being recorded about 4 months since our last one. And let me tell you, the energy has been, well, almost unbearable. We are transitioning. We are breaking the old matrix. In fact, Kay was telling us earlier, and I think she can maybe explain it a little bit better, of this calcification inside of our physical being that's being broken up. Kay, could you tell me that story again about it in your body? You really made me feel and experience what's really going on.
Sure, I would love to. I have been, oh my gosh, experiencing so much over this long, hot summer. There has been so much going on energetically, really changing everything. Everything. And what I started feeling about 2 weeks ago, more specifically, was the breakup of some real old calcifications within my body. And now I'm experiencing this on an energy level, so it's not an actual calcified lump inside of me, but I could feel it starting down by my left hip in my lower abdomen. And when I close my eyes and try to connect with the energy, you know, what is this I'm feeling, what is this uncomfortable thing I'm feeling, what is this energy, what does this mean? Because it felt agitated and jumpy and uncomfortable. And I could close my eyes and see this calcified lump, like an old bone. It wasn't my hip bone, it was just this lumpy old hunk of bone that had gotten to be more and more porous. I could watch it just start to flake apart and fall apart and crumble. And I understood that it was something very old, an old pattern in me. Well, it's easy to see something like a big lump of calcified rock. It's sort of like a piece of dolomite I have that I picked up in Big Bear at an old dolomite mine once. But then today, just this morning, I had another experience that was really different. I was doing the first session of teaching someone a Reiki masterclass, and I teach the holy fire style of Reiki at this time. And so I was starting the first ignition for the holy fire Reiki master process. And that's the holy fire's version of the attunement. So as we're doing this, I'm following along with my student. I'm having the experience on my own to strengthen my own connection, my own energy, and help me evolve and grow. And as I'm doing that, I look inside myself and I can see down inside my body at the base, this thing, this square lump. And at first I thought, oh, what a pretty piece of marble. And then I started to tell myself, no, it's a marble cake. But wait, it's not just chocolate and vanilla cake together. It's not just two colors. It's got lots of colors. And as I looked, I could see that it was this kind of rectangular shape. And it was so pretty. It had all these different colors swirled in it. It was beautiful, like an old Turkish carpet, some kind of enameled antique, just really, really pretty. And I thought, oh, I really like that. Oh, that's so nice. That's so pretty. Wow. And then I realized it's a block. It's like a brick. It's beautiful, but it's a block that needs to be released. And as my awareness came along, it started to float up in me. It started to loosen. And I actually had to pause and stop and go, wait, but I like it. It's pretty. I just discovered this. I want to be able to enjoy it more. I want to enjoy this. I want to have this. This is nice. This is pretty. I like it. Oh, but it's a block and I really should release it. And it would float up a little bit more. And I finally had to really talk with myself to say, yes, I'm ready to let this go. It served me well. And it's time for the next step. It's time for something new. And as I work through that, convincing myself that no, a block should be released. I'm ready to release it. It's the time. It got smaller and smaller and smaller. And it got up to my head. And it didn't feel like it was just going to go straight up through my crown. I wasn't quite sure, where is it going to exit? Is it going to come out through my mouth? Well, then it went like up into my nasal passage. And I thought, oh, that's funny. It's going to come out my nose. That's really weird. But no, it was moving upwards. And my nostril, like most people's, points downwards. It went up to my tear duct and came out there. And I just thought, oh my gosh, that is so, so right to have these old pains, these old adaptations, these old survival techniques that I created and adopted as a result of life, the lumps and bumps and traumas and difficulties of a life lived. It's time to let those free, let those go, release that. They might have been beautiful. I might have been attached to them, but they've served their purpose. It's time to let them go. Time to not even say goodbye. Who has to say goodbye? Just let it come out like a tear. There have been so many times in my life when I've felt like if I started crying, it'd never stop. In fact, Gita, you did a session on me once. I don't know if you remember it. And I kept swallowing throughout the whole session, swallowing. And at the end, you asked me, what do you feel that was? You know, what did that represent? What was all the swallowing about? And I said, it's all the tears I've never cried. And with that gone, and all the pain and sorrow it represented, even with its beauty, all the pain I feel for family members, for sad stories that you hear about other people, for the traumas and difficulties of the world, of the war, the environment, you know, you just load it all on. And it's true, the tears would never stop. There aren't enough tears in the world for all the sorrow and sadness and heaviness and hurt. But it was time to release that. And I feel so much lighter. And when I looked back at that area, oh, you know, what's that area where it was? What does that look like now? I could see underneath it what seemed like a floor, like a support, but also a limit was gone. And underneath that was so much moving gold and diamond color and energy and brightness and sparkling. And it just feels like, there's so many opportunities that can be moved, and it's malleable, it's changing. It can take whatever form is needed at the time, and then move to be the next form in the next moment for that time. I feel like I'm so much more open and free to be able to access and feel more authentically, more deeply, more wholeheartedly, without worrying that if I truly open up and let myself feel, that I'll drown the entire world in tears.
Wow. Wow. Gita, I know that you were telling us that you were experiencing a form of this transition as well, this breaking up of this ginormous matrix of the planet. Would you share with us what you physically have been going through as well?
Yes, I will. Hey, I so can relate to everything you're saying. We are in such a transition, and this is the time where it's really, really, the old is breaking up, obviously. I mean, you can see it everywhere. And it is starting to break up within ourselves. So I'm an extremely healthy person. You know, I just really don't get sick ever. Last week, I was down for the whole week. I mean, it was just like, whoa, that was really, really hard and heavy. Everything in me was aflame. My skin was felt like fire. I didn't have a temperature, nothing. I mean, I measured throughout the day. And there was no fever or anything, but everything felt totally like I was on fire. And funny thing is, it started like yours, Kay, in the hip area. Now, thinking about that, the hip area is where our sacral chakra is. Our sacral chakra is about living life. It is about actually putting all our ideas, ourselves, our beauty, bringing it into matter, moving into our own beauty. And what I can see is breaking up. For me, it was firing up, you know, but I'm a Scorpio, so, you know, fire. I'm a water sign, but, you know, I'm pretty much fire in that. So the thing is, what we're breaking up is all the old gunk, the things that have accumulated over thousands and thousands and thousands of generations, years, things that we have thought of as being normal, like how to behave, being in a structure that was given to us from society, culture, whatever it was, over like thousands of years. And now we're looking into all this that has formed a wall within ourselves where we could never truly be ourselves, that calcification. And within now, all that, the harder it is, obviously, the more it needs to break up, and it hurts, you know? If you break something, it just does hurt. But what is underneath is just ourselves, our own passion, our own beauty. Now we start to actually really look at what is me and what is this BS that I've been kind of thinking was okay all this time. Now I can look at it and really decide, this is me. Look at me. And like you, Kay, one of those days when it was getting better, I woke up in the morning and my cat was just like cuddled against me, and it was the most beautiful thing, and I didn't want to move. And so I reached out with my heart to my cat. And oh my God, it was the most amazing beautiful energy that I've ever seen. There was just so much beauty that was flowing, and it was so big. And with that, with all of that last week, as I recovered, I feel more and I feel deeper, and I'm allowing myself also to feel not just my own, but what is going on. What is going on in the world? You know, we're recognizing within ourselves that we are connected, that everything within us is connected. And at the same time, we're recognizing the connections outside. This matrix where we've all been separated, and the separation always starts within ourselves, but you know, where, you know, logic is not feeling. There all has to be that balance in which we live, in which everything has its say, within everything has its voice and feeling. And as we unite within ourselves, we also see the connection to the outside, that we don't live in a vacuum. We are connected to everything. So we have to go all these feelings through us, because otherwise we're not going to change anything. We're going to stay stuck in that calcification. That calcification, that breakup, that you also, dear listener, may feel in a very physical, very hurtful way, is actually the breaking up of the old things that we really need to release, things that were not us. The uniqueness, the beauty of yourself is what's showing underneath. Your brilliance, your light, your brightness is what's coming out within that breakup. It's shining through as it breaks up. And within that, you are moving forward, and the world is moving forward. It's that really beautiful connection of the me and the we. It's so interesting, and if you have looked at our last new moon live on Facebook, we are going astrologically into a time. The first astrological year starts with Aries, which is March and April. So the first half year is about me, and now we're going into we. And what we find, and when we look at it, it's all the same. I am part of you as you are part of me. So as I break up that brilliance, so can I connect with everything else in a much more compassionate. I that's one of the things that I recognize. My compassion, which, you know, is not that bad, but oh my God, it runs so much more deeper now after this episode of the burning last week. It has upped everything that is beautiful in me in a way that I could have never imagined. In so many ways, I feel like I have no idea what the future is going to bring. I'm just like, well, what's going on? You know, I'm really, really grateful for the tools that I've learned, for welcoming the unknown, welcoming of the beauty that the universe is going to bring. Of that, I am absolutely certain. The beauty is there. We're going into this age of Aquarius. We're going into the connection. We're going to start within ourselves. The more you can connect to your inside, the more we connect to the outside. This is such a beautiful synergy that helps not just me or everybody that experience it. It helps the whole world. And within that, we create beauty. We create this brilliance that is coming out within ourselves. Oh my God, you know, that reaching out, that when I saw this, like, whoa, I've never seen anything like this. And I see, you know, I work with people's energy. I see a lot of beauty, beautiful beauty in people. I look for that in people. I see your brilliance. That's what I'm looking for. But it is coming in such an amazingly beautiful way towards each other. So I want to invite you, dear listener, if you experience anything, let it break up. You know, let it break, let it heal. Let's get this.
Let it go.
Entering a new world.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I want to keep it going on what Gita's talking about. If you want to understand more about the trauma that builds up within your body, there's an excellent book out called The Body Keeps Score. It gives you a psychological understanding on how literally your body holds trauma within itself. And just as Kay was saying that the tears were coming out, well, that's a form of purification. It's a form of release and letting go. Just like water purifies the land, and I say this with love to my families that are and friends affected by the hurricanes that have just happened and the rainstorms that have come, but it does clear out a lot of the old ways, just like the fire releases the trees. So as Gita and Kay are telling me about this, I myself am thinking, oh, I went through thinking I had menopause, and I went through horrible, not just painful, but my own psychological beating myself up and regretting things that I had said and done when I was in high school. Why am I going backwards and not forwards? And it was brought up to me in a meditation that something that I was taught in Reiki called a healing reaction. And what I believe that we are going through this experience is a healing reaction, not just for ourselves, but for the whole, for Mother Gaia, for the whole planet, for the plants and animals and insects, for the whole. But it does start with you, the individual. And when you can step into that judgment-free zone and forgive situations. I know it's hard sometimes to forgive others because, well, sometimes it's where you may not be there ready. But if we forgive that situation and we forgive ourselves, well, we can let it go. And we can cry out these tears, and we can, well, we need to take a sweet bath. We need to take a bath that's kind with milk and honey and wash ourselves up with things that smell good. It doesn't always have to be Epsom salts and things that we are detoxing ourselves. Sometimes we need to be a little bit kinder to us first. Because the kinder and judgment-free that you're on yourself, well, it emulates out of your heart to others. As we are stepping into this new age of Aquarius, as we're stepping into this new age of love, we are feeling this divine love emulating stronger out of our heart. Gita said it herself. And Gita's a very compassionate person. And for her to say that she felt even more compassion and she felt her whole being expand more. Well, this is going to be amazing, folks. I mean, we are going to be dancing in the streets as the forecast was given. I have felt such gratitude for my own pain and for understanding that this is a healing reaction. Again, not just about me and my own wackadoodleness in my head sometimes, you know, just because they said I was short on vitamin D wasn't an answer enough to me. But this conscious healing reaction on a global for all of the healers and light workers, well, this makes sense to me. This is not a pain that just I'm carrying. It is a global wound we are all healing. So as we have broken up this old matrix, these old calcifications of fear and suffering, which doesn't make sense anymore, because we are supposed to be having fun on this plane. I think that we are headed towards something so unlimited and full of love, full of that Christ consciousness, that Buddhist consciousness, that divine love. Well, like Gita says, I can't even imagine the possibilities right now, because they feel so unlimited in a new positive sense that I just can't put my finger on. Any closing remarks before we let our listeners go?
Yeah, I wanna clarify, you mentioned the prediction, and that was my September energy report, where what I saw for the energy of September of this year was literally like the most massive block party you ever saw. People dancing in the streets, people in this big field, just all celebrating and happy and joyous. And as September continues along, I keep asking myself, where's my feeling of celebration? Because this has been hard, letting these things go. It's not just letting go, it's the work that goes on ahead of time to loosen them, especially the things you don't even know are there. They're completely dormant as far as your conscious self is aware. But doing this work, not just for ourselves, but for everyone, because we're not going alone. We're taking everybody with us. Everybody's coming. And they might be kicking and screaming, but they're coming. because the end result is so much worth it. So well worth it. So much better. What I came to realize is that, yes, I may be struggling with a lot of different sensations that I thought I had worked beyond in my healing and in my life, but there is a part of me that is on that field celebrating. And I'm celebrating all the work of you and you and you and you and you. And then there's the other part of me doing my work that doesn't always feel so good, but that pays off big time. And I know it's true for you too. You may not feel like you're having a party for everything that's been accomplished, but believe me, you are. There is an aspect of you that is so happy and cheering and celebrating because of what we have done these past months and what we are still doing. So when you're going through those hard moments of pain, of purging, my purging is more of a gut thing right now. It's like, okay, time to eat more yogurt or something. Get my biofield in there happier. Just know that it is worth it. It's making a difference. And we're all celebrating it. We're all celebrating you.
Gita?
Yes, the celebration is definitely going on. It's just a different celebration, the celebration of the new world. It, you know, the saying, new beginnings, goes often through painful endings. we are in the new beginning. That is at times a very painful ending. So celebrate yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be beautiful.
And with that, we thank you, dear listener, for being here today. You can follow us and find out more information on Instagram and Facebook at A New Age of Love, as well as our website where we have wonderful blogs, these podcasts, and other information of different things that we do. We are so grateful that you were here with us, and we wish you this most wonderful moment of now.